Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, 25th day of June, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I told you this a long time ago because it's the facts. Congress insisted they be kept in the dark on NSA spying. That's now what the lawmakers have come out and are saying to the press. They passed the echelon legislation in the 80s. They passed the Telecommunications Act of 96 and the subsequent acts that all stated $5 billion, $9 billion, $18 billion, $50-plus billion, $100-plus billion. That's how it's building up, to build giant spy grids everywhere and hire hundreds of thousands of analysts per region to listen to your phones, to track everything you're doing in live time. And they're not looking for terrorists, folks, okay? They've given them heat-seeking missiles in Syria. They are controlling the economy and spying on good government people. This has come out from whistleblowers. They're spying on the light side of government, because there's a legitimate side of government that does legitimate actions and legitimate, quote, services. The problem is that it's shrinking down to nothing. And it's come out that they use it to spy. I mean, what did NSA insider Wayne Madsen tell you on this show 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago? Over and over again. The NSA is there to spy on Congress, to spy on other governments, to spy on corporations, and to spy on the American people, and to spy on FBI, CIA, NSA. That's their main, I mean, their main focus, the most important thing, the apple of their eye, the plum, is their own people, because the government is engaged in criminality. And they're all acting like this isn't going on. It's like General Alexander, the head of the NSA, the head of the Cyber Command, looking at the deputy director of the FBI and saying, tell your boss I'm going to buy him another beer. Because it's all a big joke, ladies and gentlemen. They're all committing crimes. And so, of course, Congress says, I know nothing. I've seen nothing. I hear nothing. 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 And what do they do in their testimony? All of them. Justice Department heads, all of them. I know nothing on Benghazi. I know nothing on IRS Gate. I know nothing on Fast and Furious. They actually know everything. If someone in the Justice Department or someone in the NSA that's even mid-level wants to go into my entire surfing history, they can do it right now. And they can also go in there and place false things. That's even under law, under a subsection of the Patriot Act on sneak and peek. And then when you find out about it, if you catch them in your house or catch them on your computer remotely, it's a felony if you tell anyone they were doing it. Well, I mean, what, are they going to have laws next that they can put children in soup bowls? You know, it's the law. Or make black people slaves again? It's the law. I mean, well, I say your law is a fraud. It's unconstitutional. It's a Infomnia. So that's just one of the articles up on Infowars.com of no exaggeration. There's probably 200 articles here. Richard Clark says Hastings accident consistent with a cyber car attack or car cyber attack. We're going to get into just huge amounts of news, some breaking stuff on Benghazi. 76% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. It's all coming up. George Norrie and Sheriff Richard Mack.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones, myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, 25th day of June 2013, worldwide transmission. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Congressman Issa has issued Benghazi subpoenas to the State Department, and more news is coming out on that front. It was in Reuters a few days ago, but has gotten really no attention, that thousands of U.S. troops have been deployed to an area in Israel by Gaza in case of some type of collapse in Egypt, and millions of people trying to influx into Israel. That is unprecedented, and then it's just back of the newspaper. We've got Putin confirming that Edward Snowden never entered Russia and is in the customs area in the no man's land, and he's told Snowden to leave. And on top of that, the media is running around again trying to frame this as if Putin or the communist Chinese are involved. And I'm not in, in some love affair with those guys. It's just that they're not the globalists that run my country and that are running it into the ground. We've not been conquered by Russians or Chinese communists. We've been conquered by megabanks that will work with anybody to consolidate power in America and deindustrialize us. That's part of their score to settle with this republic. You can say the globalists are allied with some of the communist Chinese leadership to get cheap slave goods to leverage out markets, but that's as far as it goes. So the attempt to brand Snowden as some foreign spy, and we're seeing more and more of that, it just doesn't fly. And then they could put out the idea that any whistleblowers are basically involved in espionage. And that's why Hong Kong was smart to say you need to leave. That's basically what happened. And now Russia is smart saying you stay in the customs area. We're not letting you in, Russia, and we need to say you need to go. You need to go. And now they've got Kerry and people backtracking, the Secretary of State going, okay, Russia isn't involved in this. But when you see Meet the Press saying arrest members of the press that Snowden talked to, that is about rolling out a war openly on the press and arresting people that expose government corruption. This is Soviet Union, Maoist China, Fidel Castro's Cuba. This is beyond stuff that Hugo Chavez would do. And this is starting to border on Hitlerian. This is how it started in 1935, 36. It took Hitler a couple of years to start going after the press. First, he went after army personnel and his own Nazis in the SA who weren't, you know, going along with the full program. And after he consolidated power in the government, which they're trying to do with the NSA now, and over the media, then they go after everybody else. And again, you've committed no crime. You pay outrageous taxes. You bow to the government. You don't care about freedom. You think you're safe. It's the opposite. You are a lunch to these people. You are a lunchable. You are low-hanging fruit. Those of us that fight the system, those of us that are aggressive, those of us that are highly visible, historically and currently, I can tell you, are among the most safe of people. The only folks they kill, in my research, are people that have a smoking gun and who have extreme credibility. And Michael Hastings, associate editor of Rolling Stone, said, I've got bombshell info on the CIA, the NSA spy scandal, and on women and sex with Petraeus, and what was behind that. Well, it was clearly sex operations. It was clearly sent in to compromise him. So it's an internal fight between the Army and the CIA. We've confirmed that across the board from a raft of insiders, from Steve Pachinik to you name it. A lot of them off record. I'm not going to say. Some of them are guests you hear on air, but some of them are off record. But Wayne Madsen's on record, many others. And that's when you get killed, is when you've got something. Oh, my gosh, he's very credible. People believe him. He's got the ear of the progressive, but also the conservative press and the liberal press. Kill him. And I said on Sunday, well, I said last week as well, that I don't believe that Michael Hastings was killed in a remote control accident, even though DARPA's on record saying all the new cars can be remote controlled instantly by the government. They have the code key, backdoor passwords hardwired into everything wirelessly. All these cars are now wireless on record, especially this Mercedes, and they can take control of it and drive it better than a race car driver can. In fact, you can program the computer to take someone on a route and drive at speeds that the computer can drive at, but that humans wouldn't be able to control the vehicle. I mean, five states already have Google cars driving on the road. By next year, it'll be 20 plus. They estimate within 5 years to 10 years, every state in the U.S. will have robot cars, and then they're going to replace humans because the insurance is going to be jacked up. And I told you this a decade ago because I know how they work. Now they've announced it. We're going to charge you a lot more insurance if you're a human driver. You're supposed to get in your cars and have them drive it for you. And that's what this new Mercedes did and the new Lexus and a bunch of others do. Soon you'll be able to get low-cost cars that don't have this where it drives. Oh, you were going over in a lane? I'm taking over. You're going too fast? I'm going to brake. This is horrible, but again, they always sell tyranny, implantable microchips, face scanning, smart homes that spy on you and control everything you do and tattletale on you. All of this is always sold as a status issue. I'll never forget in WashTech, back when the Washington Post in about 98 to 2002 was putting out a digital but also monthly hard copy magazine called WashTech. They had their head technology writer brag that he'd been in with DARPA. You can look this up. And that they were going to promote a movement of body modification and tattooing, and I'm not saying that's bad if you do that. My point is they were going to promote it in the movies and TV to prepare. This is DARPA talking to you like you're an idiot, telling you the secret, to prepare you to accept implantable chips and that there would be pills you swallowed that reported to your doctor what you were taking through your wireless internet, part of all prescriptions. I told you this 2 years ago, wrote articles about it. We had the companies putting it out, threatened to sue us if we didn't make modifications to our articles. It was in the Wall Street Journal, the Daily Mail, the Associated Press, Reuters, and a bunch of other publications the last 2 days that indeed that's the plan. You won't get a prescription unless it's got RFID in it. Forget to take medicine. These pills will tell your doctor. Wall Street Journal. See, people keep saying, man, this guy sounds crazy, all this stuff. I'm telling you what they said they're going to do. I want to explain something to you. They say they put cancer viruses in your vaccines. They say they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water to give you cancer and dumb you down and sterilize you. They say they're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and also some radioactive isotopes to weather modify worldwide. It's public. It's called geoengineering. But the public goes, I heard, won't even look it up, won't even watch the films online for free that break it down. I mean, we're in Buck Rogersville. We're having our entire society radically re-engineered into an artificial habitat, in their words, to where we will artificially adapt to that and then be unable to live outside of it. We're having nanotech-engineered viruses. That's what they are, artificially engineered viruses. All a virus is a replicating data RNA packet that programs DNA. So they've created, on record, this is stuff that's declassified, thousands of viruses that will reprogram the brain. Do you understand the end of free will? They call it an anti-stress vaccine is how they're rolling it out. See, they call it Kinect, the newest, cutest video game. Oh, that, by the way, uses wireless to scan through all your walls and listen to your voice three walls over, and it can give a color image of your naked body standing in a shower through multiple brick walls. And all the new computers and everything are listening and watching you, and suddenly it's all over Wired Magazine, it's all over the news, and they're going, what's wrong with that? It's totally cool. But simultaneously, I'm insane and I'm bad because I'm telling you it went on before they made the announcement. And I'm still insane and bad even after the announcement's made. You understand? That's how the programming works, because you're scared of that. You should be concerned. But you don't feel like you have power, so you're going to say, yeah, that guy's got a crazy show. I don't have a crazy show. I'm like an animal with my leg in a bear trap, trying to claw out of it. We are collectively in the jaws of something really bad, and we need to poke its eyes out. We need to bite it on the nose. It's got our legs, and it's trying to swallow us up, and I'm saying, let's struggle. Let's get out of this. And people are like, it's not that bad. They're doing it for our safety. Oh, they're doing it to keep us safe from terrorists. And then it's all on record, the globalists run the terrorists. They did 20 years ago, they do today, and are using it to take our liberties. I mean, they're starting drug testing all over the country, in public schools without warrants, and checkpoints looking for drugs the government ships in and the big banks launder on record. You understand, folks? It's on record that every major vaccine they've looked at has cancer viruses added and other weird nanotech stuff. It's on record they're adding dozens and dozens of poisons. It's actually hundreds. But we can prove dozens on purpose. They're not just adding hydrofluorosilicic acid to the water supply. They're adding radioactive isotopes on record. Look it up. You're not in Kansas, folks. That's what people say. Oh, you've got such courage. You don't care if they demonize you or attack you or even kill you. Yeah, because I'm dead already. You understand that? This plan, if it goes through, folks, it's over. Do you understand that? This is the power of hell being released. Now, there's Forbes. Radiation detected in drinking water in 13 more U.S. cities. Cesium-137 in Vermont milk. God help us. God help us. They add it to the water on record. The hydrofluorosilicic compound is mined out of major deposits of limestone, and when they play out in a uranium mine, they turn it to a fluoride mine. They put uranium in your water.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Your calls and a ton of news are coming up in the next segment. Then George Norrie is going to be joining us on the NSA, on IRS Gate, on just the state of the world. Always good to get my friend George Norrie of Coast to Coast AM on. Sheriff Richard Mack is here in Austin to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2. And while he's at it, we're going to have him in studio in the third hour today. And that should be quite informative, talking about solutions and how to take the states back. We're going to get into the Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act. The reason the Voting Rights Act doesn't even matter is because of electronic voting fraud. That's the real fraud that's going on, so I'll give you my take on that a little bit later. But to understand what's happening is, in 1913, private offshore banks were able to get a beachhead and take control of our money supply. And then they bankrupted the country artificially, put us into emergency receivership with the emergency acts they put in 1933, the War Powers Act that Roosevelt put into place. And then in 1947, the National Security Act, that whole shadow banking system was able to be given total government power and immunity above the law, basically diplomatic immunity and secrecy. So that really marks a major milestone in our road to tyranny. And then from there, it just gets worse and worse. And now our military is under NATO command, and Congress is told that, and Congress does nothing and plays like they're stupid because they've been paid off. Just like Congress comes out and says, we don't want to go to briefings. We don't want to know about the NSA. Because the predecessors voted this treason into place. And most of them are blackmailed. Most of the Republicans and Democrats on record, and that's why it's always coming out, the scams they're involved in, the fraud, the weird sexual stuff, they are identified by the power structure as being corrupt, and they are immediately promoted to the top. And any FBI agent, any CIA person will tell you that when they start going on field operations, first it'll be, here's some high-class, you know, high-dollar hookers, have sex with them. And if you don't have sex with them, you're never moved past the desk job, or you're never moved past basically low-level duties. And then if you have sex with the hookers, then it moves up to take some stolen goods, just like they tried to corrupt Serpico in the New York detective's office. And I've had Serpico on. We've said, you know, how many of the other police were corrupt? And he goes, in the detective narcotics units, all of them. And then they shot him in the face over it. And only our naivete allows this to continue. Only letting drugs be illegal. They've had Northern European countries legalize drugs. In most cases, drug use goes down by over half, always over a third. And they put up billboards showing how pathetic drug addicts are. But see, the globalists have already taken over there, so why should they even bring in drugs and sell them? They've already got full control and, you know, 75-80% tax rates in places like Denmark. So why should they even let people ship drugs in and then have it illegal? So I guess that's one good thing. Once we're fully captured by the globalists, they'll legalize the drugs and we can stop all this craziness. But I'd rather stop it now. How many drug dealers are on record going public? In my film, Kevin Booth's American Drug War film, he interviews drug dealers who say, no, we don't want drugs decriminalized. And then they get Christian conservatives to say they should be illegal so the government can ship them in, four big banks that get the money and get to launder it. These are the points I'm getting at here. And then they've got people driving around Austin, Texas with bumper stickers saying, I pay carbon credits to this group. And I go look up the group, and it's either Al Gore's group or the Rothschild group or the Clinton-Obama group. There's only five different major carbon exchanges. And then you find out that all these corrupt globalist authoritarian mobsters are being paid money on coal, on oil, on plastic. But then people volunteer to have special credit cards that they swipe that send money like an indulgence. Like, you know, when the Pope said, get your family out of hell or out of purgatory, send me money. It's kind of like that in the old days. And you go pay Al Gore or the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers money so you feel good about using your car. It's just crazy. Loving to be suckers. Nothing to do with the environment. I mean, here's one in the Weekly Standard. White House climate advisor, a war on coal is exactly what's needed. We can cue up the clip of Obama saying, we will bankrupt coal. You can build a coal plant, but we will bankrupt you. And they're doing that to shut down our industry. They're not calling for China to stop building three of them a week, as they shut down more than three of them a week here, and as your power prices go up. I mean, I know I harp on this. It's just they are gutting America right now, because they are an enemy globalist group that hates the fact that we still have guns and still have a memory of freedom. They want to extinguish that forever. Just like Stalin would collectivize all the farms in Ukraine to break everybody over a decade. Your calls are coming up at 800-259-9231. First time callers, folks, today. 800-259-9231. You've got to realize an enemy force has taken over and is waging war on us if we have any hope to ever turn this around. America is captured.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, it looks like a federal lawsuit, maybe even criminal charges against John the Don Corzine, formerly the head of Goldman Sachs and who stole a bunch of private bank accounts, brokerage accounts via MF Global. We'll see if he actually goes to jail like he should. But the crimes he committed are standard operating procedure for the banks that run this country. And they are the people that run the whole New World Order. And look at how many of them are going to jail. Look at how many of them are getting indicted, because their crimes are so public and so obvious. We could bring these people down. Also, on the whole immigration bill, the 1,200-plus pages, now people are having time to go through it. I've read some of the subsections. It just ends the country as we know it. And Chuckie Schumer is saying that if it's not passed, there'll be a new civil rights movement. Can I go to Mexico or Guatemala or Brazil or France? We mainly talk about Latin America. Can I go to Central Africa and show up and say, my civil rights, I'm here in your country, pay for everything? I mean, the country is going bankrupt, and these big banks want that, folks. They want to destroy our wages. And they sell it in the media via the Ford Foundation for more than 60 years, on record, that's who funds this. Ford Foundation has more than $50 billion in their war chest, paying for textbooks in Mexico, mainly, saying, you know, El Norte belongs to Mexico, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. This is the globalists that run our government, to create this division so that it's seen as you're anti-Hispanic, even if you're Hispanic, if you don't want to be under the government of Mexico, a failed state. Because the globalists want to collapse Mexico into the U.S. and collapse the U.S. That's their goal in a receivership takeover. Chucky Schumer, who wants your guns and who says the family is a bad thing and is a horrible monster, he's saying he wants to bring in a bunch of foreigners who could probably be brought in and turned into liberty lovers. A lot of them are. Instead, they're turned into anti-American, socialist, anti-gun people. And then Americans are told, well, you better go along with this, or you're racist. When, ladies and gentlemen, have you seen the demographics in this country? If they've branded this as a Hispanic victory racially, notice it's all racial politics the government and media is selling. Turn on MSNBC. It's like the Ku Klux Klan channel, but for whites that hate whites and other people that hate white people. And they're pushing it, actually to make sure whites then go into their own little bubble as well in a balkanized system. And that's what Brzezinski talks about. That's what the UN and Club of Rome talk about. That's what Henry Kissinger's in the news today saying, what we hope for is a balkanized, divided Syria. That's what they want, is a global corporate government with all the old countries broken up along religious and sectarian lines. This is the Roman model, the British Empire model of divide and conquer. And imagine how they've branded it. If you see the demographics, you've got Hispanics in the Southwest and Texas and Florida where under the age of 10, and this number's a few years old, you've got 60 to 70% of the children are Hispanic. Okay? And then you've got all the rest of the country. I mean, if this was a racial thing, then the Hispanics have won. America is yours. So are you now going to say, let's bring in everybody for the globalist to then vote to be anti-gun? See, because it's seen as the victory against America is to bring in socialism and to get the guns and to do all this when offshore banks are doing it to destroy the United States. I mean, let's say you're a Hispanic truck driver, because we've had these rallies before, when you'll have thousands of people out waving Mexican flags, saying La Reconquista, La Infasora, all this stuff, you know, the invasion, the reconquering. People wearing shirts funded by the Ford Foundation that say Plan of San Diego must be implemented now, which means kill all whites above the age of 16. I mean, this is like just beyond the white supremacist. If they said that, they'd be arrested. We have video and photos of this. I've covered it. It's on our site. Just type in Plan of San Diego. You'll find it. And you've got all of this unfolding with the government and big banks funding it to create balkanization. And then you've got Mexico, a completely failed state. You've got all these other Latin American countries collapsing. And I go to these events, and guess who would be at these demonstrations, these counter-demonstrations I did years ago? We ought to dig that video up and re-air it, because it's pretty riveting. I probably did like 10 of these counter-demonstrations. And I would find that politically correct white people were pretty much all scared to come out there. Guess who would actually join me to protest the illegal aliens? Was mainly Mexican-Americans that just wanted to be called Americans, because they understood. It's like, I'm a truck driver. I was getting $30 an hour roughly 5 years ago. This is like a decade ago. And now I'm getting $15, $16 an hour if I'm lucky. And they say soon, with the Mexican trucks coming in, driving on the wages, I'll get nothing. Oh, you got it. See, just like Ross Perot was called a racist, it had nothing to do with that when he said, listen, Canadians are getting $35 an hour on average. We're getting about $24, $25 an hour. We have clips of this actually in Fall of the Republic. I went back. You can go online on YouTube and find the Larry King, Al Gore, Ross Perot debates. There's two of them. They're online. They're like 40 minutes long, you know, with the ads cut out, with Larry King. And he goes, listen, Mexico's got, you know, below a dollar an hour. No infrastructure. You just put the factories in. No workers' comp. No insurance. No civilization. Because the corrupt regimes down there don't want their people to be upwardly mobile. So he got it. You got to pay people a livable wage like Henry Ford did so they can buy the cars you're making. This is how you build a culture. This is how you build a society. And he said, long term, it'll all move to China after the giant sucking sound goes from Canada to the U.S. He explained, we got all the Canadian jobs because we were paid $7, $8, $9, $10 more an hour. That is, the Canadians were. So because Americans were paid less, we got those jobs. And then Mexico is paid way less, so they got those jobs. And then China's paid way less, so then they get those jobs, to where Mexico's losing most of its jobs now to China and India. And it is the race to the bottom. And I'm desperately here trying to explain this to people. I mean, look, I'm smart. I know what I'm doing. My family is smart. They're professionals. They know what they're doing. I'll tell you, my family's going to be okay regardless of what's done to America overall. I know how to adapt, overcome, you name it, and a lot of us do. But the problem is the globalists are just going to tax us to where we can't compete either by design. But let me tell you, the general public that just wants to go out and work a decent job, you're done. You're going to live in a 200-square-foot apartment inside basically a prison cell. This is smart growth on record. L.A., New York, San Francisco is already doing it. And you're going to be a prisoner. And this has all been planned out, where they're going to raise the taxes, the bureaucracy, and shut down the jobs to where you're totally under government control. You're going to go work 12 hours a day, maybe 18 hours a day, like in China. You're going to live in a high-rise building that is a jail cell. This is the dystopic model, and the elite are going to live out in the countryside and helicopter into town. That is the whole plan in the 60s by Club of Rome. They're implementing it. And they are going to use the population of Latin America that doubles roughly every 20 years to absolutely overrun this country, and they're going to take the guns. The general public is going to vote, along with the electronic voting machines, to do anything. The giant, unwashed, poor, poisoned masses of poor people across the board, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, are going to do whatever the government says in this new economy to make sure they get their food ration digits put on their card. That's why the globalists want the end of wealth, the end of prosperity for the general public, to make you totally controllable. You're not going to have power but a few hours a day. Government districts are going to have power all the time. That's already been officially set up nationwide. Don't believe me? Look up Austin, Texas. The government and central area of the city has agreements to never have their power turned off in blackouts and to never have their power rates raised. They are the ruling class. You are going to pay and pay. You're going to pay more for 2 hours of electricity a day than you used to pay for a week of electricity when they're done with you. You understand that. I hope you understand that. And they said they're going to start having more and more blackouts on purpose just to train you to not have power. And you notice those have all been happening. This is the new America. Do you understand that? In a decade, Ceausescu went from all of Romania having electricity to no one having electricity but government buildings, army barracks, and government districts of cities in Romania. They will do that here. Every major city of Romania had electricity. Most of the small towns had it. They just got rid of it. This is a total austerity, dark age plan for you and your family. And you're going to compete with 4 million prison laborers in America working for 25 cents an hour. You're going to compete with 100 million Mexicans in Mexico, 30 million here, who are then given government welfare as a corporate supplement to make sure they can work for an unlivable wage and take your job. This is the breaking of America. I'm going to go to your phone calls and shut up. I haven't even gotten into all the news. And this isn't bad news. Knowing about this gives us a chance to turn this around. But they are now saying, Congressman Ryan says an even more likely now bill will pass the House. Oval Office powwow, Obama, Boehner, Pelosi, McConnell, and Reid all trying to ram it through. Mexican theme park offers fake border crossing attraction. It's the patriotic duty to go to El Norte and bring it down. And then the government saying, that's right, come on in. Here's all your free stuff. Americans don't get it. Americans don't get in-state tuition. Americans don't get free tuition. Americans are the chumps, the marks. We pay for our own destruction. All planned out with total precision. The total destruction of this country. And I just want everybody to remember, if they succeed in all this, remember, are you going to be better off in 10 years than you were today? Are you better off now than you were 10 years ago? And you ain't seen nothing yet. 76% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Just a decade ago, it was less than 50% living paycheck to paycheck. And before that, we were the greatest saving nation in the world. Now we're the greatest debtor nation because it's all done by design on record. We have a criminal government. Rick in Utah, you're on the air. You want to talk about the giant NSA data center there in your state? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that our data center will be up and operational at the end of August. And they said that that our congressman didn't know anything about this NSA deep searching of millions of people. I actually called Orrin Hatch's office. They said that they voted on it in 2005 and that Orrin Hatch voted for it. So, in fact, they actually did know about exactly what was happening.
No, no, sir. Of course they know about the biggest spy compound in world history. You know, dozens of giant buildings the size of football fields. Just much bigger than football fields. Huge buildings. We can show the NSA data center. And when American slaves from the newspaper try to go take photos of it in the middle of the town, they come and arrest them like it's illegal to take photos of a giant complex. I mean, only in America. And, of course, Orrin Hatch says he doesn't know it exists. Just like they say there's no FEMA camps, even though it's all on record. This is how they keep people in the dark. I mean, we're talking about a complex that's the equivalent of more than 10 major shopping malls, basically, is how I would describe it. It's just ultra-massive, and that's nothing. That's just a central center. They have bigger centers at Microsoft and Google and Apple and Amazon that are NSA. I mean, that's the only thing we're building is NSA. Because it's not just NSA, sir. Guess what this really is. I'm sure you listen to the show. Do you know what this really is?
What is it?
It is the new internet with fiber optics 100 times faster than the current fiber optic that have already been laid nationwide into the universities and corporate governments. This is the kill system, bigger than the Manhattan Project, to destroy the old internet and take over the new internet that is a spy grid into all the video games, all the appliances, wristwatches, clock radios. Everything now being built and rolled out is an AI spy grid.
Actually, that's absolutely correct. They said one of the reasons why that they brought it to Utah is because of the BYU University, that they have some of the best people there that understand algorithms, and that's who that they want to employ. I also wanted to say about H.R. 645, about the FEMA camp. They said that that bill actually was never passed, but right now in subcommittee is H.R. 390, which is actually the old H.R. 645 to set up a FEMA camp.
But, sir, if you read that bill, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, I'm telling listeners, it's everything they've already built. It just officially establishes it and increases funding.
Right. That's absolutely right. That's another thing that I asked Orrin Hatch's office about, and magically they knew nothing about that.
Well, listen, 5 years ago, Cyber Command stood up. That is, it turned on, even though it wasn't congressionally funded yet. It's already in place. They said they're going to shut down the alternative press. They said they're going to spy on journalists. They said in these Pentagon briefings that were even on C-SPAN that they're taking over. They've had Pentagon briefings on C-SPAN where Thomas Barnett and others admit we work for foreign banks. We work for Wall Street. This is a corporate global government. This is all out in the open. That's what's so frustrating, my brother, is that they're building in San Antonio, in Dallas, in Austin, giant Department of Defense and other private corporate spy buildings They're building substations to spy on each neighborhood. They're putting secret police units in everywhere. They're planning a full-on war with everybody. All their training manuals say it. It is an open foreign military buildup with collaborators everywhere lining up against us. And all the public manuals are taking our guns, breaking up our families, putting conservatives in re-education camps. I mean, that's just, it's so hellish, folks, and how evil and how openly despicable and wrong this is. And we can't even get the addled public poisoned from fluoride to even understand the NSA is spying on them.
I don't know how that we can convince our senators and representatives to do anything about it. I literally call my representatives 2-3 times a week. I mean, they know me by name, and yet they do nothing about it, or they play just absolute stupid on things that I know that are running through.
That's what they do. They always deny everything exists, so a real debate can never form. That's a military tactic. They said, we're not assaulting. There's nothing happening. Tasers aren't killing anybody. GMO's good for you. Fluoride's good for you. They're killing us.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We're back live here, just briefly, InfoWarsStore.com is where we carry the very best products across the board, the best videos, the best books, powerful pro-liberty t-shirts, the magazine, and a whole line of different powerful water filtration systems like ProPure, stainless steel gravity-fed filters that blow away the competition, side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're not filtering your water, you are insane. It is a win-win-win. Get a great deal with promo code WATER, support the broadcast, and most importantly, be healthy. InfoWarsStore.com. And they got the new Pro One filters that cut it all out in one filter at one time, not two different filters. But all the units are there. InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget the new film, State of Mind, on mind control, the past, present, and future. I'm in it with a bunch of other just amazing people. And that's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Pre-order it. It comes out in the middle of next month officially. We already have it in stock, but it ships out in the middle of next month. And you will get the film, absolutely free, American Dream, exposing the globalist banking cartel. So we also have it in Blu-ray, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Let's go back to the phone calls. I just want to say this briefly. You know, I'm up here saying all this, and it sounds wild, and I go to break, and I go, no, that's all true what I said. Look at how they let the troops use DU, knowing it's a death sentence. Look at how they give them deadly vaccines. Look at how they let them get nerve gassed and don't give them treatment. Look at all the secret testing. The globalists hate us, folks. So you've got to understand that. And they want to mop up America. They want to use our energy to build their world government and then get rid of us. And they are targeting everybody. And it's all done compartmentalized. The people carrying all this out, most of them don't even know what they're doing. The water treatment facilities, they go, oh, look, the fluoride came in from China or came in from Florida or came in from Wyoming, you know, from the uranium mines in those countries or in those states. And we just put it in the water and all it says is sodium fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid, and other byproducts. And then labs do tests on it. Some of the stuff it even says what's in it. Mercury, lead, arsenic, you know, radioactive isotopes. And they put it in the water. And then you go to your city council and they laugh at you. See, I mean, what we're living in a Twilight Zone episode. But I told the story of being up in Hot Springs, Arkansas for a week on a slash vacation broadcast. You know, I did the broadcast there, but spent most of the day with my children. A working vacation, as they call it. And I was there, and they had a water convention for the state of Arkansas where the state had passed a law saying you've got to fluoridate because all these towns were pulling it out. And I had so many guys shake my hand and say, we're not putting it in, buddy. You see, the word's out, ladies and gentlemen. The word is out. Let's go to Brad in Indiana. Brad, got about a minute and a half. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. I'm a huge fan.
God bless you.
First of all, I wanted to say I love the music you play. You know, when you're coming back from break, I would for sure love to hear some Rage Against the Machine. But wanted to get to my point here. My dad, he's a retired state trooper. He's been retired now for about 15 years. He's joined the force back in like 1977. He used to be a detective. He was told by his superiors to investigate suspected terrorists. The list he was given, normal people, he would go to their houses. They were all libertarians. They were all churchgoers, right-wingers, army veterans. They've been targeting right-wingers for the past few decades.
Well, no, I mean, he got outlawed in the 70s in Texas because it was already illegal. They had the state police spying on. If you aren't a communist, they spy on you. And what's crazy is most of the troopers aren't bad people, and they're like, breaking into houses, you name it. I mean, I don't know about the state you're in. Here in Indiana, but they've always... tell you what, I want to come back to you, Brad. I want to hear more about this than Sean, Paul, Joseph, and others. And we've got George Norrie coming up, second hour. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.